All right, thank you. So first, I have two things to say before we get officially started. One, I've learned that there are more folks than just those in Zambia who are staying up till all hours doing this workshop. And so I want to thank everyone, each and all, near and far, for all of the efforts that it takes to come together in a sangha like this. And second, I have no way of knowing how these workshops are for you, so I hope that you will, if you feel so moved, call into Open Air and let me know. I would really appreciate it. So I have a reading, and Ashwini, are you on the line?
I am.
Okay, so I think everyone has read this. I'm reading what people have already received. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, just so as a little reminder. There's an old Zen story of a famous Zen master in China. A shopkeeper in his village who sold rice cakes made it a point to give him the first 10 cakes that he made in the morning. The Zen master would eat 9 and give the last one back to the shopkeeper. This astonished the shopkeeper greatly. One day he asked the Zen master, "Why do you give me back 1 cake?" The Zen master replied, "You brought 10 to me, which is why you have the virtuous quality to receive 1. As Katagiri Roshi taught, if we were not already the Buddha, we could not bow to the Buddha. When the Buddha receives our bow, we become one with the Buddha. That which has been offered is brought back to us." The reason that we began working in Africa in the first place was an attempt to practice the very giving and receiving that we're looking at today. Awareness practice can become a little self-absorbed if we're not careful. And so we were looking for a way to take practice out of that kind of navel-gazing reputation that it has in some places, to expand our awareness, to have an awareness of, to focus on all. So it's a wonderful opportunity to practice giving from a place of compassion rather than inequality, to have that experience of non-separation between giving and receiving. It really enables us to receive compassion through the process of giving it, because, as we've established, what we give is what we have. So this quarter, we're practicing this way of giving and receiving so that we can experience freedom from the illusion of a self that is separate. Now, of course, that doesn't make this quarter all that unique. We're always doing that. We're always attempting to see through the illusion of a separate self. But this, we're always also striving to find new ways to look at that process. So we practice giving care and attention to everyone and everything in our lives as a way of honoring the sacred suchness and oneness of all things. We practice everything is the Buddha. So right now, if you would take your journal and find a comfortable place, and jot down your practice commitments for this period of realizing the oneness of giving and receiving, the non-separation of self and other, of experiencing the suchness of life in all forms, including, we could say, especially the form that is you. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be sending out weekly newsletters with practice suggestions around giving. I hope it's been clear that this, what we're going to be doing, is practicing this giving and receiving with everything in our lives. And if you should feel so inclined to make giving to the community in Cantalumba in Zambia your practice focus for this quarter, there are certainly a number of ways that you can do so. You can register for the Bridge Walk, which is probably tops on the list. You could do a fundraiser, sponsor a child, order a T-shirt, lots of ways to get involved. And so if you would like to include that as part of your focus, one of your commitments, that would be great. Whatever your commitments are, take this time and jot those down. And then if you would call into your pod at 4:30, please, and share your practice commitments. Thank you.